BerkeyBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
I'm here with my buddy Brent Cook right now. Brent has an interesting newsletter called Exploration Insights. I met Brent down in Chile probably in 2005, 2006. We've been good friends ever since. We have his banner for his newsletter on our homepage. That's how much we think about this guy. I'll tell you, I don't know how he keeps his marriage together. And the reason I say that is Brent is a complete world traveler. He visits every single site when he's considering getting involved with a mining company. He visits all the sites. He knows what he's looking at, and he reports it very, very unbiasedly. The philosophy of his newsletter, which we're going to get into in a minute, is something that I wholeheartedly support. Where you been recently, buddy?
Well, let's see. I was in Indonesia in December. January, I was pretty much home except for a trip to Canada, and Monday, I'm off to Tanzania.
Now, when you say Indonesia, Southern Arc?
No, I didn't go see Southern Arc. I saw a number of other companies, East Asia, G Resource, Intrepid.
How do you feel about the political situation in Indonesia vis-a-vis offshore mining companies?
It's a difficult place to work. There's a lot of intricate rules and regulations regarding forestry permits, the classification of the forest permits from protected to production. That's a big, big issue. You've got to make sure you've got that right, or make sure the company you're dealing with has that right. You need a lot of good connections. I'm not going to say it's not necessarily a corrupt system, but it's a very politically oriented system. So those things got to be taken into consideration. But geologically, it's fantastic.
No, I've heard geologically, it's absolutely fascinating down there. The reports that I've gotten in terms of what we were talking about before, political support or lack thereof, is pretty much about the same. It's my understanding that the companies that are located there are pretty secure, though, because of the way they deal with the government.
Pretty much. I mean, Newmont's had some serious issues right now. Freeport's having some serious issues with their, labor force. There's a couple of Australian companies that got booted out. So it actually isn't that overall safe. I mean, but, of course, it's company-specific.
Let's flip over from there to the continent where I met you a number of years ago in South America. I'd like to get your views, number one, on what's happening in Colombia. The reason I'm really curious about that is one of our colleagues, Frank Holmes, and I have spent a fair amount of time talking about the situation in Colombia. Frank is very, very optimistic about doing business in that particular country. What do you think?
I think Colombia is a fantastic country. It's progressing. It's an emerging economy. It's a highly intelligent, educated populace, and it's a beautiful place. The mining industry is just coming on. There's some hurdles there as well. Geologically, I think it's a great place to be. If anything, it's too good in that there's, it sounds odd, but there's actually too much gold in that everybody can go down there and get an anomaly because there's so much gold, and it's going to be a real winnowing effort to sort out who's actually got something of value.
That's really interesting. I knew it was rich from what Frank said, but I didn't realize it was that rich in assets. Do me a favor, Brett, if you would, and compare the environment in Colombia to the environment in Mexico right now, which I guess is a little scary.
Mexico is going the wrong direction. Certainly, our drug laws here have negatively impacted what's going on there, and these cartels and such are just taking over, and it's gotten violent. I mean, I've got a lot of friends that work there.
I do, too. Yeah, no, we have a lot of clients. I have a lot of friends down there, and so far, knock on wood, nobody's had a problem, but there are some fairly serious security issues, and our friends are taking care of that.
Yeah, it's area specific, but I know people that have worked there for 20 years and they've quit working there. So it is getting a bit dangerous. You need to be in the right place. But again, it's I wouldn't avoid Mexico. I'd just be know where you're going, know the company you're going with there.
You know, going quite a way south from there, you and I met in Chile, and I have to tell you, we spent a fair amount of time with some friends of ours, Yale Simpson, Corey Fleck, etc., in both Chile and Argentina, looking at Exeter and Xtore. And I have to tell you, my impression, I've been to Chile, obviously, numerous times, only been to Argentina once, but I see capitalism down there in those two countries, certainly in Chile, as being exactly what it was in the United States not that long ago.
That's a good observation. I think that's accurate, yeah. They get it. They're doing it.
No, I mean, they very definitely get it. You and I talked about Argentina on the air a while back, probably about 6 or 8 months ago, when the new regulation, Brett, was put into place by the government of monetary transactions had to be done in Argentinian pesos. And you explained that, yes, that in fact is the case, but it's not that big a deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Right.
You know, it's a small added tax, if you will. But it's not that big a deal. And, you know, virtually every country in the world is jacking up taxes on resources.
Sure.
So it's an across-the-board thing. It's not that big a deal. And, you know, the province of Rio Negro down in Patagonia has just opened up to mining. So it's actually getting better in some places there.
I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed both those countries, and I'm looking forward to going back. You know, it's interesting. You come up to the United States, and everybody thinks that the mining industry in the United States is, you know, heaven on earth, for lack of better terms. But that isn't really true. There are some, I mean, it is and it isn't. There are some states in California where in the United States, where I personally wouldn't be an investor. And a little slip of the tongue there, but California is one of them. I don't think I'd want to invest in a junior company that was trying to go through all the hurdles here.
I actually think it's going to get better.
Tell me why you say that. That's interesting.
I think, you know, again, it's area specific, but there are places in the western or the deserts, Mojave and such, Kern County, San Bernardino County, up into around Reno as well, that the state's going broke.
The state is broke.
Okay.
You live here.
And they need to.
They love your taxes.
Exactly. They need to generate income, and I think there are areas where I would go looking now that I wouldn't have gone 10 years ago. And the same applies to Oregon as well. You know, you want to be in the right place, but I think those are places that are opening up, if you will.
You know, it's interesting. Kathy and I lived basically right next door to Oregon for 31 years, raised our kids there. And Oregon has some very, very interesting mineral deposits, particularly in the southeastern part of the state and to an extent in the southwestern part of the state. But they have been a bit obstructionist for a while.
Oh, it's been tough. Calico Mining's has picked up a gold project there, and everything I've seen suggests that they're actually going to be able to build and operate a mine. We'll see, but it's going positive. Now, that's in the very southeast part of the state where it's sagebrush and cattle, and it's okay there. I wouldn't want to do it, you know, around Bend, Oregon.
Probably not. The folks in Bend are really not of that ilk, for lack of better terms. Got about a minute left here. Tell our listeners, if you would, about Exploration Insights, and preface that, if you would, with a little bit about your background, because I think that's very important.
Right. I'm a geologist, been doing it for 30-odd years. I've worked in about 60 countries, mostly advising major mining companies and such, and then I came across the financial side, and now I write an investment letter. That letter is about what I'm doing with my money in this sector, what I'm buying, what I'm selling, why I'm doing that, and the money I make, I only make from my investments and subscribers. I'm not paid by any company to talk about them, good or bad. That's basically what the letter's about. And there's a lot of information on there as well. I guess I am plugging it.
Well, and rightly so. No, I have to tell you, I want to interject something here. We have an interesting business. You know, we're involved in a very interesting industry, and I am very, very appreciative of the candor and the absolute. I mean, Brent's newsletter is truly an open book. It's totally transparent. What you see is what you get. There are no ulterior motives. If Brent is invested in a company, you know it. Brent and I share one thing in common, and that is if we're going to buy or sell a stock, we always give 3 business days notice before we do that. You know, it's guys like Brent that make our industry worthwhile. Brent, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back to the Cambridge, California Investment Conference in Indian Wells, California. I got to tell you, Big Al and Little Blonde Lady are really, really having some fun down here. I am chatting right now with Greg McCoach, Greg and I get together at virtually all of these conferences. Greg threatens to be a neighbor of ours up in Semiahmoo, but, you know, the proof is in the pudding on that one. Greg, we were talking about companies that are exhibiting here, companies that you like. Give us a couple of picks, if you wouldn't mind, would you?
Sure. Here on the floor, this is a smaller boutique conference than what we just saw up in Vancouver, where there was almost 600 booths. But there's a lot of good value here. Two companies that I'll mention, one, Oryx. Oryx is a company that has two significant projects. One is a silver gold project in Mexico, joint ventured with Fresnillo, a very deep pocket partner. So I like that. It's a nice solid situation. The stock's trading around 75 cents. Very good share structure. They also have another project in the Barsele gold project in Sweden, which is a 1 million ounce 43-101 calculation that I believe is going to move to 2 million ounces with further drilling and further data coming into the equation. So I think that's a no-brainer from where we are right now, 75 cents. Also, it's likely that we may see, to get better value for Oryx shareholders, we might see a one-for-one split out where, you know, the Barsele Gold Project is actually vended into a new company. Existing Oryx shareholders get a one-for-one. We'll wait and see if the company does that. I think it's a great opportunity for current investors.
I do, too. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say a couple of things. Big Al has some stock in Oryx. Gary Cope is a personal friend of mine. I've known Gary for a long time. Love the guy to death. Love his wife. We were down here for their wedding a year ago, January. So I am far from being arm's length on that particular issue. Greg, you mentioned that you really like silver right now. I do, too. Give us some examples in that arena, would you?
Well, I just think, you know, in my analysis of the gold and silver market, precious metals in general, I watch the gold-silver ratio as a good indication of when we should get into certain metals. And, you know, I just think the gold-silver ratio with what's happening is a real indication, again, the jump on silver. And, you know, we rode it all the way up to $49. We've had this tremendous correction back to the $27 level. Now we're up at the mid-30s. I think we're getting ready with QE events on the horizon, the QE3, that this is going to run us to the next new high, which for silver I think could be $60, $70 an ounce. So the opportunities in silver, not just bullion, but the mining companies oriented towards a good silver play with good management behind it, I think is a very timely situation.
Let's talk a little bit about the potential of a QE3. Now, I would maintain, as listeners are aware, painfully aware, I think QE3 has already started, as far as I'm concerned, with the gyrations of the Fed, with the banking sector picking up so many of the of the bonds that are being floated, and then the banking sector in turn turning those dollars into the economy. To me, that's about the same thing, I have to say, as an official QE3.
Sure. No, absolutely, you're right. We're going to see these QE events until the whole situation implodes, in my opinion, but it's hard to project timing on any of this stuff.
No, I would agree 100%. Now, I also share your thoughts about silver. I like it a lot. The reason I like silver, as I've said ad nauseum on this particular program, is that I like the price differential between silver and gold. It's much, much easier to invest smaller amounts of capital in silver and maintain the advantage of the leverage that I think silver offers. Absolutely, yes. Unquestionably about that. Plus, the reason Kathy and I buy silver is we buy silver in the event that we'll have a currency collapse in the United States. Don't know if it will, don't know if it won't. But I'll tell you, I firmly believe that silver rounds, quite frankly, will be an instant form of exchange, and I think,
absolutely,
quite frankly, their liquidity will be great.
Yeah, I mean, silver is going to outperform gold dollar for dollar invested. I love gold. I've been a gold bug for, you know, 12, 14 years now. But, you know, silver is at that point in the cycle where silver starts to play catch-up as we get into the latter stages of these secular bull markets in the precious metals. Gold usually leads the way early on, which has been the case. Silver is now catching up, and that silver to gold, how many ounces of silver does it take to buy 1 ounce of gold? Watch that ratio very closely, and you'll see that it's going to drop here significantly as silver catches up.
I would agree 100% on that. Now, let's just talk in a macro sense for the next 3 minutes or so. What do you envision for the U.S. economy over the next 12 months? I personally am very, very bearish. I can go into all of the reasons. I'm not trying to trying to scare anybody. Just fundamentals tell me that we're going to be into some pretty difficult times. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'm totally on the same page with you. It's hard to project, again, time frames on this because you never know. These jackals in Washington and New York, they always seem to have an ace. They pull an ace out from under their sleeve to kick the can down the road, not to solve the problem. These problems, debt-wise, are insolvable. Europe, United States. In the next 12 months, just this short period of time that you're asking me to quote on, I would say the problems in Europe are going to be dealt with first, and that may temporarily strengthen the dollar, right?
I don't mean to interrupt you, but no, you're 100% right on that. I think that the U.S. dollar at this point represents the best of the worst. I really do. And, you know, you talk about a perfect scenario for the U.S. dollar. You have the European, the EU, plus Great Britain almost on the verge of collapse.
Right.
And so, of course, people aren't going to turn to the euro or the pound.
Right. And ultimately, people are going to, instead of doing this fiat currency game of musical chairs, instead of coming to the dollar, right, which is really a joke based on our debt structure, you're going to see people come to gold. And eventually that's going to be the ultimate currency of the final choice. And we don't know the timing on that. But look, once things implode in Europe, the United States is next. So I think it's just a matter of time. It's hard to project when. But within the next 12 months, there's going to be shocking events that happen that I think are going to blow people away.
I think there's going to be shocking. Let's all go shopping. I think there's going to be shocking events that are going to happen. But I have to tell you, where I'm a bit at odds with many of our listeners is I really believe in the resilience of American people. We would not have gotten to the point, in my opinion, that we reached were it not for some real individualism, some real ingenuity, some real belief in free markets. You know, and pendulums, I have found throughout the years, have a tendency to swing both ways. And I agree with Greg 100% that I think we're going to see some very difficult times. But you know what? This too shall pass.
No, that's good. I agree. There's a time of problems here, but how long will that take to get through? All the debt has to be removed from the system. Once it is, however, I think it's setting us up for the next age of wonder and prosperity, where we learn from our lessons and we can move on, and there could be a whole new period of prosperity again.
No, I agree 100%. Listen, you guys, take a look at Greg's newsletter, the Mining Speculator. Website is
www.miningspeculator.com. The bullion dealership, Amerigold.com.
There you go. Take a look at it. Greg is a good guy. We've known each other for probably 10 or 12 years now. He's trustworthy, and I say that only because in our industry, you know, you want to make sure you can separate the wheat from the chaff. Greg is very definitely part of the wheat on that one. Greg's a good friend. I trust what he has to say. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks so much.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents. Backpacks. Sleeping bags. Food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters. Canteens and hydro packs. Knives, axes, shovels, compasses. Camouflage and tactical gear. Fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals. Except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We are recording this entire program from the Cambridge House Investment Conference down in Indian Wells, California. I have to tell you, it's amazing how relaxed people are down here compared to when they do the shows in the blistery cold Northwest, what have you. I've got a very interesting gentleman with me right now who hasn't been on the show before, Frank Barbera. Let me tell you, he will be on the show very frequently from now on. Frank is a very interesting man. He has a newsletter that he started back in 1993 called The Gold Stock Technician. He was involved with CNN for a while. He was involved with FNN for a while. Very successful hedge fund manager. Just a guy who really knows this business inside and out, and I appreciate Frank joining us. Frank,
thank you so much for having me, Al.
Got a question. Tell us about, first of all, the newsletter, The Gold Stock Technician.
Well, it's primarily a technical newsletter. It follows the trend of the precious metals, gold and silver, also the major mining companies, the U.S. stock market, all of that with a global macro overlay. So we try to see what's happening in the broad economy, and then maybe with an eye towards helping people get an idea to when to be in these key investments and when to be out. Because there is a time to be in cash. Metals and mining stocks are extremely volatile, and sometimes they can have very large drawdowns. And so we try to help protect people when basically it's a cloudy sky and keep them in the market when the sun's out.
Now, when you talk about the market, Frank, you know, there's obviously exploration stage companies, development stage companies, advanced production stage companies. People can get involved in this particular sector.
by purchasing the commodity itself, bullion, coins,
sure,
what have you. Are you involved in all of those areas?
We're involved definitely in the trend for bullion, also in all of the large and mid-tier companies, and to a lesser degree in some of the developing exploration stories. The exploration area is almost such a niche unto itself.
It really is.
It really is. That it's a little bit difficult to follow all of it, you know, and be that precise. So we're really looking at companies that have producing assets, some development stage situations where maybe there's a well-defined, heavily drilled out ore body. That's the kind of thing that we'll take a close look at.
Frank, how did you get involved in the resource sector? I mean, most conservative stock players, for lack of better terms, avoid it. Why doesn't Frank Barbera?
Well, it's funny. Years and years ago, when I was at Financial News Network, I worked with John Bollinger, and we were looking at various sectors that could generate 20% returns. And if you look, if you have 20% a year and you double your money every 4 years. So we wanted to find the opportunity to make that high return. And there were only two sectors that did that every year: mining and natural resource and biotech.
Isn't that interesting?
And so the idea is, if you could be in the mining stocks for a few weeks, you could make your 20% and then go to cash, you know, and go to the beach. And that's what got me involved from a technical point of view. But over the years, I've just gotten more and more involved from a global macro standpoint of view with gold and what is money and what is happening in the world with central banks and all this money creation. And I think that's just a tremendously fascinating story.
You know, I have to tell you, we were having dinner last night with a fellow who's going to be on the show later, a very, very interesting guy, Simon Mihailovich. He's a Russian immigrant. He's been over here for probably about 30 years, graduated from Johns Hopkins University. Very successful guy, and my wife and I were chatting with Simon last night about his prognosis, for lack of better terms, as to the future of the U.S. economy and where people really should go to protect themselves. And this is a pretty conservative guy, as you are, and he's saying, you know, you've got to be in precious metals right now to a certain extent, because he said, I don't see how the United States can get out of the conundrum that it's in.
That's exactly right, Al.
I agree.
The U.S. has a staggering debt load. You know, talking about a national debt at 15% and an annual fiscal deficit that's 10%, basically 10% of GDP. You can keep this up for a while, but eventually you're going to run into the same sort of problems that beset Greece. And right now, with the entire Treasury yield curve actually at negative real rates, below the rate of CPI, I look at that as essentially a prescription for a much lower dollar, and I think that's where we're going next. The dollar could start to tumble as central banks are in here reflating and printing a lot of money. So that's bearish for the dollar.
I would ask you a question about that, and I certainly don't disagree with you, but the question that I would ask, Frank, is that right now the dollar is, you know, with all of the turmoil that's going on in Europe, with all the turmoil that's going on around the world, the dollar is considered to be the best of the worst, and consequently we're seeing a strengthening dollar right now. And I guess my question is, I don't see that lasting forever, not even close. And that's apparently what you're saying also.
Well, it's very interesting, because if you look at the dollar chart, Al, what you're saying is exactly correct. We have seen a period of about 6 or 7 months where the dollar was very strong. It was sort of the least ugly among the currencies. But right now it's starting to look like it might be rolling over into a brand new downtrend. And I think for investors this is very important, because this could light a fire underneath things like gold, silver, and the mining stocks, especially the large cap mining stocks, which is right now a big focus.
Well, and here's a really interesting question along those lines. We have an election coming up here in November, basically because I believe, because of the education that Congressman Ron Paul has given the electorate in terms of what the situation is really like in the United States right now. And I know he doesn't have the majority convinced, but there are a lot of people right now who share the same philosophy
sure,
that you
absolutely.
And I do. Yeah. And I guess my question is, I think the president's going to get reelected, and the reason I say that is because I'm a pretty staunch conservative, but we don't have anybody running against him. Now, my question is, if President Obama, in fact, is reelected, I'm not really sure that's going to be real great for the economy. What do you think?
I would have to agree. I think right now you're not seeing really aggressive spending cuts coming out of Washington.
Spending cuts. I'm not sure that they can define spending cuts.
That's the primary goal right now. The U.S. has to cut spending and really tighten up that fiscal ship. And right now, that's not happening. I don't think a new Obama administration will do that either. So you really have a prescription there for more of the same, which is this structurally high unemployment, and probably now because we have these negative real yields and a lot of money creation, a lower dollar. And I think that's really the goal, is let the currency fall, kickstart some, through monetary inflation, some inflationary pressure, and hopefully if you run inflation at 4 or 5% over a period of a decade or more, you'll knock down the value of all that outstanding debt.
Well, you have to hope that's going to happen. It's interesting. I don't mean to close on a sour note, and I certainly don't think this is a sour note, because my investing is just fine. I'm pretty comfortable with it, and I know that you are for yourself and your clients. But I would have to say right now that I have never seen economic times like these as tumultuous. I, quite frankly, have never seen political times as tumultuous as we have right now. And let's throw in strike three, and that is I have never, ever seen the international turmoil that's going on right now in my life. And I've been around a lot of years.
True. That's really true.
Any one of those things, I think, could really cause some problems.
That's right. Well, the Iranian situation is an issue with the oil price at $100. If you look historically, spiking oil prices have induced recessions in the past, six of the last seven times. So that's a bit of a wild card. But I think for the moment, we'll probably get through this year without real trouble on the geopolitical front. Instead, I think what you'll really find is a lot of this reflation that has happened in just the last 10 weeks. The ECB has lent out almost $1 trillion. That's finding its way into the capital markets. It's providing a flood of liquidity that's going to underpin equities, and I think we'll see a bull market in mining shares and maybe oil service stocks as well.
I would agree with that one 100%. Frank Barbera is somebody who you need to become familiar with. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. This program is originating from the Cambridge House Investment Conference down in Indian Wells, California. I have to tell you, it's a good one. But then again, you know, as Big Al says all the time, they're all really good ones. I'm my buddy David Morgan with me right now. In terms of an introduction, and I say this every time, I've learned more about silver from David than anybody in the world. David and I basically cut our teeth, for lack of better terms, on silver a number of years ago. If I'm not mistaken, it was probably in the 60s. Read a book on silver at that time. David went on and became a real expert. I went on and became ignorantly dangerous, for lack of better terms. But the precious metal that my wife and I own the most of is definitely silver. We're very comfortable with it. The reason we're comfortable with it is because we think it's perhaps a bit more liquid than gold is, and because of the price differential, I like the leverage, the potential leverage factor involved in it. Dave, let's talk a little bit about silver first, and then let's talk a little bit about why you and I like silver as much. What's your prediction starting out for, let's say, 2012? We got about $33 right now. What do you think is going to happen?
I think silver is actually potentially going to double this year. I think starting out beginning of the year, we're up 20% first month, January. And I'm actually looking for above 50 by the end of the year, 2012. I think it's going to be a rough ride getting there. I think we're in a broad trading range right now, probably between 30 on the low end and probably 37 on the high end. That'll take a few months, I think. And then once it breaks through that level, it'll establish a new higher level, I believe, and eventually it's going to get up into the 40s, and once it gets into the 40s, there's not a lot of resistance. You'll see it challenging the old nominal high of 48. Once that's reached, you'll see it higher. So very bullish still. It's a tough call on these things, Al. I could, you know, change my opinion, but based on what I'm seeing right now in the physical market and what's going on in the general economic picture with all these central banks really to reinflate, I think it's going to be a good year for the precious metals.
I got to tell you, man, the general economic picture is terrifying to me, and I want to get into that, but I want to ask you another question first, Dave. And the question is, you're a fundamentalist and you're also a bit of a chartist. Tell me why you're so bullish on silver. Is it simply the supply-demand?
No, it's not. It's actually more psychology than anything else. I learned early on when I thought pure math and, you know, technical analysis and all this stuff that a lot of traders use or investors use certainly has its place. But you can be the best math guy in the world and lose in the market. And what that taught me was you have to understand the psychology behind a market. And the psychology behind the gold and silver market is that it's true wealth, true money, and it's not part of the con game. Everything that it has to do in the current financial system is based on confidence. As people lose more and more confidence, they go to something that they can trust. Gold and silver has been a trusted asset that has total confidence by the people that own it for over 5,000 years. And because of that fact, you're going to see more and more people gravitate to that. Whether they analyze it in the degree that I just did or not is immaterial. They know to almost on an innate sense from their grandparents, from their parents, from history, whatever. It's almost an innate nature of humankind to feel that gold and silver has its place. It's valuable, it's precious, and it's something that cannot be cheated upon or is outside the purview of government edict. Because of that fact, you're going to see more and more people come into the sector. More buying means higher prices.
You know, it's really interesting you bring that up. And the reason I say that is Kathy and I, the little blonde lady and I, were at a lecture at our church probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And nobody there knows what I do for a living. So the question wasn't necessarily directed at me. But the person giving the lecture was talking about gold. And this person said, you know, the interesting thing about gold is synonymous with the word eternity, which I thought was kind of an interesting comment, given the line of work, Dave, that you and I are in.
I know Adam Comey told me that before. I think that was very interesting, though. I should have thrown silver to ask him what that word means.
Oh, no, I know. I mean, I think silver is obviously the same way. Dave, you know, we just got done doing a workshop, and I had a listener come up, and his question was, obviously, I have no, and not he, not I, have no confidence in the value of the U.S. dollar. But he said, would you recommend that people living in Canada share that concern about the Canadian dollar? And I was a bit taken back when he said that, because I really don't see any question at all involved there. I think the Canadian dollar has got more footing, for lack of better terms, than the American dollar does. But I still would maintain, for the folks living up in Canada, that precious metals is a much better place to have your insurance.
I agree. I mean, a lot of people have a misconception about currencies. They think that the currency is based upon perhaps the natural resources of the country. So the Canadian dollar is a natural resource-backed currency. The Australian dollar is thought about in those terms. I disagree. It's a function of what the government's ability to print is, and that's infinite. And so really what you're looking at is, number one, the reserve currency of the world is the United States dollar. So everything basically hinges upon that. That's the ultimate truth. So what the dollar does ultimately affects all currencies. On top of that, again, it's not a function of what's behind the dollar, whose landmass it's on. No, it's merely a function of the nation state's ability to tax their citizenry to pay back the debt. If you tax all your citizens at 100%, it doesn't meet the interest payments on your debt. Guess what? It's time out. I mean, it's the end. And that's where we're approaching. I mean, the GDP of the U.S. Has been exceeded by the debt load recently. Once a country reaches that place, there's never been a country in the history of mankind that has ever had a situation that they've come out of. Now, I'm so bullish on the U.S., I think it's possible that we could. But that's not the way to bet. We know from history that nothing has ever taken place in that course that the country's been able to work its way out of that situation. So, no, it's a function of the ability to print against somebody else. If Canada's printing less versus the United States, it's going to be more valuable to the United States temporarily.
Dave, I got to tell you and I have similar education, similar backgrounds, educationally anyway, and I have to say, being an economics major and then an MBA in finance and international trade, logic tells me that you're wrong. I don't see any way that the United States can do anything other than punt and start over. When you have the debt load...
Well, I've got to interrupt you, Al.
You can interrupt me.
I said it's possible. I give it like a less than a 1% chance, but I did say
that's
that.
Different.
Yeah. I didn't say that I think it would happen. I said I don't rule out that it could, but it'd be the first time in history, and all data shows it's not going to happen. So my personal take, it's not going to happen. There's about a 1% chance it could happen.
Well, let's talk about that in light of the upcoming election. You know, we've got an election coming up where there really isn't very well. There is a difference between the two parties in the sense that I am firmly convinced that the current administration is socialistic in nature. I'm not being derogatory. I'm just saying I think that's where it is. We're the philosophy seems to be income redistribution, et cetera, et cetera. I don't believe in that because I am a firm believer in free markets. But, you know, I don't really see what the Republicans and the Democrats really, any meaningful difference between the two of them right now. And in terms of the Republicans, boy, I have to tell you, I'm just not a big supporter of anyone on that side other than Ron Paul, because I think that the congressman is the only one who tells the truth. Now, if you make the assumption that President Obama is going to get reelected, and I'm pretty confident that he will, I would have to say that won't bode very well for the economy. And then I think your prediction, Dave, in terms of the price of silver escalating over $50 an ounce, I think is a sure bet.
I agree with, I think, everything you said. I was with a group at dinner last night, and the guy to my right said, you know, if Obama gets in, it's really great for us because we're on the right side of the trade.
Exactly.
All it's going to mean is going to make the metals, you know, stronger than ever.
Very definitely on the right side of the trade. You know, I have to tell you, I am literally flabbergasted at the environment that exists in the United States right now. And I'm not talking about social. I'm talking about the economic environment. I have never seen so much uncertainty in my life, and I have never seen so many people who are not willing to look reality square in the face, Dave.
Well, there's a normalcy bias. You know, people think that, you know, today's not so bad, and yeah, there are these problems, but, you know, I went to the grocery store, it was stocked full, went to the gas station, it was full. I mean, there weren't, you know, these guys, maybe they're overreacting. And the problem is that we get in that normalcy bias that tomorrow's always going to be like today. But there are events, history has taught us over and over, that these anomalies come along, and the trend is very clear. I mean, there's a huge downward trend in economic activity. One thing that I don't stress enough and should is look at the physical economy. The financial markets are merely a reflection or a paper system or a derivative of the physical economy. Look at how much overbuilt homes there are. Look at the real estate market. Look at Lehman Brothers. Look at Bear Stearns. Look at WorldCom. Look at Enron. Look at all of these corporations, companies. Look at the massive amount of layoffs. Look at the job picture. Look at the reality of the physical economy when you walk out and just open your eyes and do a mental survey of what's really going on in the economy, and that will give you a clear picture of reality. And it's time to take a snapshot of that and wake up, because the reality is things are in a downtrend, not in an uptrend. And the only reason that things aren't more significantly noticed by the general public is they keep trying to paper it over. And that only works for so long.
Check out David's website, silverinvestor.com. We provide a banner on our homepage. Dave is one of the good guys. It's one of the better websites out there. Dave, thanks so much, buddy.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.